Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com, they'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It is the way tire buying should be. And as we like to say here on the Odd Couple, this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
Rob Parker.
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I am doing very well. Very well.
Well, you're in New York. Did you see the New York Post today? You know, we don't talk politics at all, Chris, but did you see the New York Post today or you didn't see it?
I didn't see it.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
No, yeah, you're ready for this. So Donald Trump, of course, right, announced that
he's running again.
You are fake news.
Right, he's running for president again. The New York Post did not lead with that, Chris, on the front page.
What they
and mean? It was about, sadly, you kids just, being killed in Brooklyn. There's like a story about these kids.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, that was the lead on the front page. And these are the tabloids in New York. Chris and I worked in New York. This is why this is interesting to me. But anyway, underneath the story about the kids, Chris, says the headline is Florida Man. Florida man announces presidency or run for presidency. Did you hear what I said?
Florida man?
Yes. That's what they identified Trump.
That was a reference to Trump?
Yes. Chris, it said Florida man.
Wow.
Florida man makes announcement. I don't know if you could see my phone.
You sure that it was, look, that was regarding Trump?
Yeah, can you see it?
That's embarrassingly bad.
Chris.
Yeah, I see it. I see it.
You see it?
I mean, it's hard to read, but
yeah, and then there's a story on page 26. The story's on page 26.
Yeah. I mean, that's just crazy. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. That don't make no sense.
Florida man.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's crazy.
Anyway, right. A busy day on this Worship Wednesday. We got a lot to talk about. A lot of basketball going on. So let's get going.
A lot of Nets going on. My goodness. Nets made more news today than they did last night and getting trampled by the Sacramento Kings. Man.
The Kings scored 153 points. What'd they shoot? 80%?
60%?
Yeah, I mean, that's like
that's embarrassing. That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was terrible. All right, but anyway, keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you're listening. Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion, will join us at the bottom of the hour.
Greg
for DJ Alex
Tyshirt,
the sometimey vegan.
Chris, stop it.
Because he has options in life. He doesn't he doesn't have to be a robot. One day he wants to bite
accurate.
A piece of chicken.
What I said is accurate.
No, that is not, CB.
He's not Rob Parker. Is he not a sometimey vegan? Sometimes he's a vegan. Sometimes
he's not.
He eats ribs.
You know what? Those days are over.
I never met a vegan who eats ribs and cheesecake.
One of a kind, CB. Like, I'm one of a kind.
You know what? When I bought that piece of cheesecake to him, you don't know how excited I was.
Oh, I'm sure he devoured it within seconds.
We were both excited, Rob.
We were.
Oh, gosh.
I was hoping that he would eat that, and then he would get a pot belly like in 5 minutes.
No spare tire for me, Rob.
Rob got a spare tire. A couple of them, actually.
I need a spare, Rob.
I can see in the Zoom.
Be quiet, Chris, when I'm walking around. I'm going to cover myself up when I get up from my chair now.
He gets up, it's like, oh.
Is that a wide-angle camera?
Wow. I'm calling HR.
So we don't have one, Rob.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, playing. So Rob G is still working, producing the show, but he's doing it from home. Andre in the building as the super producer. And on the update.
Is this Andre from Massachusetts or a different Andre?
No. And Andre from Massachusetts. We should not hear from him again until next week.
Once a week. We talk
one call a week. On the update, that's right. B. Finn, we have not had our man Brian Finley in a long time.
I thought
time.
He went to the tennis channel. Are you back?
Well, I do that time to time, but it's not full time. I have to be here. It's been a while. The last time I think I was with you guys, LeBron James was actually a good basketball player.
Oh, wow. Look at these shots.
Is he not
fired.
Still dropping 24-8-6?
But they don't win.
Yeah, they're not winning.
You. Kevin Durant's team don't win either. You're
Kevin Durant
ripping
got more than two wins or three wins. What are they, 3-10?
All right, speaking of Durant, let's get to the Nets. The big news, you just heard Brian Finley say it. According to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, Kyrie Irving is close to finishing up the requirements as set forth by the Nets for him to come off his suspension. And Woj is saying he may play Sunday against Memphis. Rob, your thoughts?
Well, if he's done everything, they said it was at least five games, so it's been a little bit more than that. And if he's
at this point,
right, and if he's satisfied, your employer, right, because they felt like they needed to suspend you, if they feel like you've done the necessary steps, you got your head on, screwed on right, you're not going to be a distraction going forward. I'm sure that's the biggest thing. They want to – let's play basketball. Let's get a season going. Can we get out of the headlines? Let's be in the headlines because we're winning basketball games, not for other stuff. And I'm sure if they feel that way, Chris, you're going to pay him. He's on the team, and if you're not going to get rid of him or not play him, then you got to get him back into shape to be back on the court and do what he does, which is he's a tremendous basketball player. So – I'm not surprised. I didn't think it would be that long, to be honest. I said to you, I thought once they came back home that he would play.
Yeah, I hope we see him on the court. I was talking to somebody in the league today that was saying there was a strong sentiment within the Nets. Not everybody, but some sentiment that people didn't want him back. And so I'm glad it looks like, we'll see him back on the court soon. Rob, they're 4-3 without him. They were 2-7 or 2-6 with him. And do you, like, what do you think? I mean, obviously, you know, they got off to a hot start. I'm looking at last night as obviously an aberration.
That's an aberration. People aren't going to
shoot 60-some
percent.
And you covered the league. You know how these West Coast trips go. I mean, you know, that's why teams don't go on West Coast trips and generally go undefeated. Or, you know, if you're 500 or close,
you're good. You're happy. You just don't want to be 0-4, 0-5. That's what you don't want.
You're on the road so much. So, I'm not saying they've fallen off because they lost to the Lakers and the Kings, but they got the Trailblazers coming up. That's their next game. What would you do with Kyrie as far as playing him? I said it wasn't my idea. I heard it from Ephraim Salam when he was filling in from you. I thought it was a good idea for you. Kendrick Perkins, I think, may have said it as well, someone was saying. But I kind of like, 4-3 isn't spectacular. So maybe you just put him back in the starting lineup. Particularly if your defense is horrible again, Rob, against the Trailblazers, if they trounce you and they put up 130 plus or whatever, maybe you just say, you know what, we just got to go with our best players and put Kyrie out there in the starting lineup. If you win, maybe you try to bring him back off the bench and see how that goes, just from a chemistry standpoint.
Yeah, I just think they're going to put him back in. I really do. If they were 6-0 or whatever, Chris, then I think you could really say to yourself, hey, something's going on here. We like what we got. And he's just a talented player. So hard. I think Kyrie is one of those guys, Chris, once he's not a good player or once his skills diminish, people will quickly move off of him. But
what do you mean? People
like just wouldn't want him. You know what I mean? Like once he loses.
Don't you think it's on the table? That this is his
not
last
yet.
Year?
No.
Not yet.
What does he have to do?
Because I still think that there's always somebody who thinks, Chris. I think that there's always one more move, even after you blow up. People thought AB, and I'm not saying they're the same people.
Well, he's gone.
No, I know, but he got three chances, is what I'm saying, even after Pittsburgh. He got three because he was that talented. Who's the other receiver, the wide receiver? His name skips my mind with the drug. He's been suspended 8 times for drugs in the NFL. He's so good.
He was with the Chiefs. I can't think of his
name. Oh, God. Why can't we?
Yeah, he was with the Chiefs, just with the Chiefs.
It's just on the tip of my tongue. But you know what I'm saying, Chris? He was so – oh, Josh Gordon. Chris, how many chances did he get? And
it's
I might
marijuana.
Be exaggerating.
I mean, no, it's marijuana.
No, but I'm just
it's
saying.
It's not even
but,
a big deal anymore, to be honest.
No, but at the time when he was being suspended – it was. He kept, you know what I mean? He couldn't stay clean as far as tests for the league.
And I hope you're right because, you know, I think Kyrie is a first ballot Hall of Famer. And hopefully this doesn't impact his ability to get in there. He's phenomenal individually. But obviously, and even before this, there were issues. It was the vaccination process that he wouldn't go through. Before that, there were issues with the hiatus just taking a week or two off here or there. And were the injury issues. Like, there have been so many things. And I think, as great as he is individually, he just hasn't shown that he helps you win other than when he's with LeBron James. And so I think this year is big for him. Like, if he comes in, he's balling already. I mean, he was averaging darn near 30 points, you know, when they were 2-6. He's averaging 27 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds. So he's playing great basketball individually. But if he doesn't help the Nets win, and I'm not saying a championship, I'm saying win at a level that people would say, you know what, they're doing what they should with KD and Kyrie. And some role players. Because obviously, Rob, it ain't a big three no more. Ben Simmons is, you know, I hopefully gets back at least to what he used to be. But I don't know. It don't. Right. It's not
He's
looking
not there
good
yet.
Right now.
Right.
He ain't even close. But anyway, I think if he does that, then you're probably right. He gets a shot. But if they underachieve and play win at a very low percentage with him out there, I'm not sure anybody's going to pick him up, because ultimately you want him to help you win.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree. I think he's way too young. I think there will always be somebody, Chris, who will give somebody a chance because of his past record, because he won a championship, because he has that potential. Hey, Brooklyn was a bad mix. Oh, they didn't know what the organization was doing. We'll get this right. We'll fix this. All we need to do is open our arms to Kyrie and embrace him and tell him he's great. That's all the kid is looking for. I'm just telling you, like, this is what owners do all the time. Like, you go, I can't believe so-and-so is going to sign him. I can't believe this team is going to give this guy another shot after we've seen what he's done in the last two places he was in. There's always somebody who believes that Chris, you know this is your Creole. One man's chicken is another man's gumbo. You know what I mean? Like, that's always it.
I got to be Creole to know that.
Right?
All right, it is the Odd Couple.
You got to admit, I'm talented. You didn't know how talented I was.
I didn't know you knew about gumbo. All right, I'm happy. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your thoughts, Kyrie is back, or hopefully will be back. How do you think the Nets should use him, number one? And also, do you think he's playing for his career this season? Good season individually and with the team, his career goes on past this year. Bad season, do you think this could be it for him as far as if the Nets aren't winning when he's out there on the court? So your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios on a Worship Wednesday. And we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Heck, sometimes it's so hard, you don't even want them. Just, my gosh, forget it. I'm good. But Discover, it's easy for you to redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, $10 or $1,000 at any time. It is amazing, folks. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. How do you think the Nets should use Kyrie Irving when he comes back? And do you think he may be playing for his career, to extend his career past this season when he comes back? Your thoughts.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing today?
Doing great. Right. Great.
Real quick, on this one, I think he's definitely playing for his career. And I hope he learns how to control something. He has this uncontrollable defiance about him. And right. And I agree with you guys about his talent. That's unquestionable. But at some point, the defiance and just the uncontrollable way of the way he expresses himself, he's got to get a hold on that. And I love when he speaks. He's an intelligent young man. But sometimes there's a place and time not to speak. And Kyrie seems to keep stepping across that line, and he doesn't check his facts. So he gets himself in trouble. And I want him to grow up. I think he's still growing up. I really do. He's learning some hard lessons. But he's doing some growing. I think, Chris, you said it. He's still searching for himself. Yep. I have boys that age, and I see them kind of doing the same thing. They're knuckleheads. But they're learning, and I see some parallels with that. And real quick, I want to say about Durant, watching him play without Kyrie, it reminded me of the early LeBron, Booby Gibson, Varejao teams where LeBron had to do it. I would love to see Durant where they got him enough talent like Giannis. You're no more superstars. Get away from that. Get enough talent and turn Durant loose. He's never been turned loose. He's been a Russ. Then he goes and plays with Steph. Then he goes and plays with Kyrie. I want to see him for a year be turned loose with enough talent. Well, I think he could win like Giannis without having to have two other superstars, but just upgrade. Turn him loose. Yeah, it'll make him score those 50 points. It'll make him score those 50 points you say he didn't want to do.
You make some interesting points about Durant. We're going to get into Durant later.
Chris, in the third hour, we'll definitely
Chris
do
Haynes,
that.
Of Bleacher Report. and one with Mark Spears of Anscape. Two friends.
Is it an exclusive if two people interview him? I'm just asking.
They both got him one-on-one, apparently. But
is that exclusive, Chris, or is that just a one-on-one?
I mean, say what you want to say. I mean, don't ask me the question. But you know what?
When I was in journalism school, exclusive meant nobody else talked to him.
Right, just, right.
That's an exclusive to me.
Well, I think Chris Mayer, I don't know what they knew or when Spears got his interview, but when Chris released his story first, he probably thought he had an exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe he knew.
I don't know. Maybe he knew Durant.
But you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. But it was good.
I'm not mad at anybody. Yeah, I'm just saying.
We'll get to them. And it's interesting what he said about Durant, Rob, because LeBron did carry. He didn't carry these teams, these no-name supporting cast to championships, but he certainly carried them to the finals. And too deep in the playoffs into great regular season records. Giannis obviously won. Now, Chris Middleton is a star, a legitimate, all-star.
Drew Holiday
is a very good player. But
Chris Middleton was a second-round pick with the Pistons. Chris, I remember when he was trying to get his footing, and he just wasn't ready. You know what I mean? Yep. It didn't happen overnight for Chris Middleton.
Mark brings up an interesting point, though, Rob, about KD. Because right now my feeling is KD couldn't do that. He couldn't do what LeBron and Giannis did. They are both all-time elite defenders when they were in their prime. KD's not. He's not a bad defender. He's a good defender. But he's not a game-changing defender like those two were in their primes. And Giannis still is, of course. But we probably won't know, Rob, because Westbrook, as great as he was, Westbrook also probably thought he was the first option on that team. I think Kyrie, obviously as much respect as he has for KD's game, like Russ, I think he thought of him has thought of himself as the first option. And then of course in Golden State, I mean, they just had so much firepower and they were a great team and played team basketball. So, Rob, we may not get to see KD in a situation like LeBron or Giannis were in. And to be honest, Rob, at this stage of his career, even though he's still great, I mean, it would have been better to see him at 28 like that. Because I think at 34, that's probably asking too much.
Probably right. At this point, this is later in his career, Chris. He's already played a lot of games. Yeah. He's also had something that those guys didn't have. The injuries. Let's just be honest and let's be fair. LeBron didn't have those kind of injuries where he lost a whole season and a half or whatever it was. And then last year he lost 30-some-odd games. These are major injuries.
Right.
And the same thing with Giannis. So I think it's a little different. And I want to say real quick, I think we could have a better gauge, and it's just how sports goes with injuries. But if he played, Chris, and he had his full compliment of players and people weren't, every turn somebody was out or hurt or didn't want to get vaccinated or whatever it was. He's had an unbelievable bad stretch. It reminds me of when Ken Griffey went to the Reds, Chris. Remember that from Seattle?
That's a good
Ken Griffey would have passed Hank Aaron first. He was in line ahead of Barry Bonds. And he had 4.5 years there, Chris, where he was banged up and hurt and was never really the same.
Yeah,
he never was the same. I mean, he was good.
The difference is that it hasn't so much been KD, even though he was injured.
But you know what I'm saying,
It's really been the other Harden hurt, then leaving. Kyrie hurt, anti-vax.
And
now this. It's always been something. So I agree with you. I don't think KD's as good as LeBron and Giannis.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying.
I hear you. We haven't. It's unfortunate, Rob, because not only KD, who would have been the best player and leader, or at least, the as far as viewed as leading the team to a title, that threesome with Harden.
We never got robbed. We never got to see it.
We really did.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Bring in the funk. The mellow funk, but the funk nonetheless. It's what you bring in when you got a Mr. Universe on your show. He's a Super Bowl champion, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man Greg Jennings. What's up, man?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Good to have you on, as always. All right, look, you know you usually join us on First Things First. Your boy James Jones been filling in for you, and he is convinced, he was your teammate with the Packers, he is convinced that what we saw on Sunday from Green Bay is the start of something big, and that the Packers are about to make a run toward the playoffs and maybe more. Do you share those same sentiments?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I got to see more. Like, you can't just pull up and show me a flashy little car and then be like, oh, this is mine now. Oh, give me some details. Let me know how you acquired this. Let me see, does it run right? Like, I get it. I love what I saw out of the Packers. They were able to run the ball. It opened up some things in the passing game. We actually saw an emergence of Christian Watson in the passing game. Can he continue to build on that? Those are a lot of questions that we will not know the answer to until they continue to progress. Now, having said that, are they going to be able to run the ball the way that they ran it this past Sunday? We don't know that, because I don't believe that if they cannot run the ball, that they can be successful off the arm and shoulder of Aaron Rodgers at this stage in his career with the lack of weapons that he has on that offensive side of the ball, perimeter wide receiver and tight end base wise. I just don't
Greg,
see it.
I want to get to the Cowboys and what a bad loss that was for them, you know, going forward. But Watson, and this is just me thinking. You know, you were out there and the difference it makes. The first play of the season was to Watson, right, for 75 yards that he dropped?
Yes.
How could that have changed the season, changed him, if he caught that and not dropped it?
It could have changed drastically. I was talking about this earlier in the week. We see the confidence. Like a belief, like you getting drafted in the second round, you have this opportunity to be a guy right away, and you squander it with a drop. And it plays with you, because now your quarterback is not coming to you. Your quarterback's not giving you opportunity to make that right. And so that lingers. Now injuries start to happen, and now you're questioning whether, am I this guy? Can I be this guy? Will they even allow me the opportunity to be a guy? And so you have an outing like that, and it kind of starts to rebuild that confidence, and not just once, twice, but three times you get in the end zone for your team, and you pull out the win. It was huge for Christian Watson, and I believe it'll be huge for him moving forward. But will he be able to be that guy? We have to see.
No doubt. No doubt. Let me ask you about the Cowboys, and you know the record. We talked about it all week. They were 195-0 when they had a 14-point lead going into the fourth quarter. I mean, Greg, that's an unbelievable record. It is, that you never choke down a 14-point lead, even in the postseason or at any time. But where do they go from here? It's hard. Chris and I have never bought into the Cowboys. We get all the hype, but they never seem to beat the teams, the good teams that they're supposed to, where you feel comfortable or confident in them. Where are you on the Cowboys?
Well, I'm still high on the Cowboys, and here's the reason why. Because I believe that they can fix their problems defensively. They show that they can put up points. That was great. I don't think that what we saw from a defensive outing is who they are, because it hasn't been who they've been all year. It's okay. You have games where you don't perform, and they did not perform. Their defense failed them in that game against the Green Bay Packers. And so it wasn't their offense. If we had any questions looming around the Cowboys, it wasn't their defense, it was their offense. Can they be productive enough? Can they run the ball consistently? Can they throw the ball consistently? They were able to do both of those things. The defense didn't hold up their end. With the talent that they have on that defense side of the ball, I believe that they can rectify that.
Greg, you played a few years with Brett Favre. I said this week that I think Josh Allen is kind of like a new age version of Brett Favre, where, you know, he's obviously great, but some of what makes him great is his recklessness and his I can do anything and I can fit this ball in here and all that stuff. Do you see similarities, and does that concern you, or do you think they can overcome those? The Bills.
Yeah, I think one can draw some parallels, but I think he's better than Brett in this regard, as far as protecting the ball consistently. I know that sounds crazy when you've had three consecutive weeks with red zone turnovers.
Right.
But when I look at Josh Allen, I think he truly understands that he can't be what he's been these last few weeks. If they have any chance to be successful, to be what we've all deemed them capable of at the start of the season, it falls on the shoulder of him. Now, I understand he's going to be reckless abandon when he's running the ball. You cannot have that same regard or lack of regard of protecting the football when you're throwing it, forcing. And it's not even it's not that the throws are forced. It's almost like, what are you throwing at?
Right.
And so for me, that's more concerning. It's not that he's forcing a ball in a window. It's these interceptions have been like, dude, what are you?
Right, there, you don't see it. You're like, who's open? I don't see it. Right.
The defender's open, and that's right. what we threw it to.
That for me is most concerning because, and one of the reasons why I felt like he, if he had set out this week, he would have had an opportunity to reevaluate some of his decision making, some of his bad decision making that be, and recalibrate. Like once he gets back in the fold, understand, okay, I can't be that. We can win regardless if they would have won or lost, how they performed. It would have allowed him to see all what he needs to be for this team is not turn the ball over. You cannot turn the ball over. It cannot be. You cannot lose because of what you do at the quarterback position.
All right. That's our man, Greg Jennings, Mr.
Thanks,
Universe.
Greg.
We appreciate it, brother. Have a good week.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Justin Verlander coming off a World Series win, his second. Coming off a World Series win, his first as far as him pitching the game. Would you pay him? That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And fellas, you know what time it is. It's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me right. A gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best Chris Broussard a man can get.
All right. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Yeah, not a good night, Chris, last night. Shekel City, bet MGM, 1-2 last night. Yeah, it was one of those nights. The Knicks actually won in Utah.
You haven't had one of those in a while.
No, I've been doing actually pretty good, haven't I? I really have. It was a bad night, but tonight, Chris, I got the Mavericks -6.5 at, hosting the Rockets. T-Wolves -7.5 in Orlando. And the Wizards -5.5 taking on a surprising Thunder. So there you go. Mavs the favorite, -6.5. T-Wolves -7.5. And the Wizards -5.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Rob, you mentioned the surprising Thunder, right? And they are Oklahoma City, another team that was thought to be tearing it down. And let's just keep it real. They are going young.
Yeah, but they're winning.
6-8. Utah, 10-6, the third seed right now. I was talking to an executive today in the league, and we agreed that what is happening when you see a team like Utah that doesn't have, you know, a ton of talent. Even a team like Oklahoma City winning more than you would think it should. Toronto, 8-7. Even Washington at 8-6. What you're seeing, Rob, is that teams that play team basketball, like five-man ball where the ball's moving, everybody's getting involved, it's not one or even two guys dominating everything. You can win in this league if you play that way consistently. He said if you play hard every night and you play team basketball, you can win 45, 50 games in this league. Now, you may not win a championship.
Yeah, I was just going to say that was going to be my other thing, right?
Yeah, no doubt. You need a superstar to win a championship. But five-man basketball is superior to one- or two-man basketball. By one- or two-man basketball, I mean where one guy does it all or where you always run the high pick and roll and those two guys do it all and create for their teammates. So I think that's what you're seeing in some of these places where you're like, wow, how are they winning games?
Yeah,
but let's go quickly to baseball, Rob. Cy Young Award, Justin Verlander going for his third, right?
Yeah, and Chris, he had an unbelievable year. He was hurt part of the year,
it was his best.
He dialed back the clock, turned back the clock for sure, and it looks like he's going to win the American League Cy Young, Justin Verlander. Of course, I saw him break in with the Tigers. I've seen his entire career. He was pretty special, you know, early
you
on. They just couldn't
like
win it in Detroit,
early
though.
On, did you see – I mean, obviously, his career started well. He was winning a lot.
Yeah, he was
games
a stud from the beginning, Chris. Yeah. It was pretty obvious. Like, there were other guys who they thought were going to be good. I remember Jeremy Bonderman. I remember I bet the AP sports writer in Detroit. He was so high on Jeremy Bonderman. And, Chris, my bet was simple. He'll never make an all-star team. And the guy was like, I can't believe you bet me that. I said, he'll never make an all. Because, you know, there's only a few slots. It ain't like everybody's making it. Right. And he had a 1 year at the halfway point. He was 8-3. And so the guy thought he would make the all-star team. I said, dude, 8-3 is not all-star.
Yeah, I mean, now with the wins, you know, it's more you look at the ERA and the win.
Exactly, your numbers.
Would you pay Verlander? Because he's a free agent.
If I thought I was close, Chris – And I could get away with it. Yeah, year or two max. I'm not doing a three-year deal. If I feel like he's still good and I can use him if I'm the Yankees and I said, we're going to put him in a rotation for 2 years and pay whatever it costs and give yourself a chance with a starter like that, I think it's worth doing.
Yeah, he's 39. He'll be 40 in February. I do a 1 or 2 years. No question, but We'll see. All right. It is the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. We got a lot of stuff to get into. Kevin Durant, we haven't even started on KD. Giannis, too. Keep her locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.